Good morning and welcome back to the morning show with your host, Phil Huff. On this segment of the morning show, we are going to be talking with John Totten, the executive director of Dog Smile Adventures, a therapeutic sailing organization, relatively new. Their mission is creating powerful opportunities for people to discover healing and their potential through sailing adventures. And we're going to hear a whole lot more about that, as well as a little bit about John in just a moment. So settle in and enjoy this next segment. John, welcome to the show. Let's start a little bit.
Thanks, Phil.
With yourself and your background and how you came to be doing this.
Wow, thank you for having me, Phil. I really appreciate it. I grew up in Wisconsin, moved to Idaho when I was 18, and immediately got into outdoor recreation and outdoor leadership, and have found my way into a 20 plus year career as an outdoor educator and guide. And just recently manifested into this program here in Sandpoint.
You've had some interesting things that you've done in the outdoor field. Tell us a little bit more about them.
I spent most of my career in campus recreation. I was the outdoor pursuits program coordinator at North Idaho College for spent 12 years at NIC in Coeur d'Alene and got to take students on all manner of outdoor adventure during that time. And then after I left the college, I went sailing. And so I worked as a yacht skipper mostly in the Southern Caribbean, moving boats up and down and teaching sailing and doing stuff like that. And I've also done a fair amount of work on the river as a river guide in Idaho, working for Hughes River Expeditions on the Middle Fork salmon and lower salmon. And then most recently, I work as the education program coordinator for the Idaho Panhandle Avalanche Center. I like to mix it up out there.
So as they might say, you're a man for all seasons.
I like to change it up. I would rather be pretty good at a lot of things than really good at one thing. I've always said that.
Well, we're in that transition time where the snow's coming off the mountains. It's going to trickle or stream down the hillsides into the lake and provide the buoyancy for your next adventure. Let's segue into that. So tell us about Dog Smiles Adventures. Give us a brief history about it.
So Dog Smile Adventures is a therapeutic sailing program. And the mission is to get people out sailing that wouldn't be otherwise, really, is kind of where it came from. I spent a bunch of time, like I mentioned, working in the Caribbean. And during that time, I was running pretty expensive boats for pretty well-to-do clientele a lot of the time. And while most of those people were lovely human beings, I just didn't feel like I was doing enough. I didn't feel like there was enough purpose in that work. And so that's what really planted the seed for this program. Is deep down in my heart, I wanted to give this experience to people who wouldn't have it, who don't have access to it. So that's really what drove me to get this thing going.
So how long have you been doing the work with Dog Smile Adventures? When did it start?
I launched the program in the fall of 2020 and got our 501c3 in May of 2021. So just about a year ago, we were blessed by the IRS with the almighty nonprofit designation. And then last summer, 2021, was my first season in operation. And where I just started yesterday was my first day of season two, which is pretty exciting, to be honest. As a founder, I know anyone out there listening who's ever started anything, the goal of season one was just to have a season two. That's it. And I'll tell you what, yesterday I was just ear to ear out there and going, man, that we made it. I get to do this again. And it was pretty exciting. So it's still pretty new, but we're underway. That's the main thing.
Tell us a little more about what it took to mix metaphors here, get it off the ground or onto the lake. Where did you go about finding sailboats and instructors? And then, of course, all importantly, the clients.
Yeah. Well, the mission was it couldn't have been more organic, I'll be honest. So I had a sailboat in the Caribbean that I was intending to sell when I left the work down there. The plan was to sell that boat and to move on. And then COVID happened, and that whole plan got thrown up and out the window. And I was down in the Virgin Islands trying to figure out what to do next, and just said, you know, this is the time, let's go for it. And leaned into launching this program at that point, and moved the boat to Bayview up here on Lake Pend'Oreille. And that's where the very beginnings happened. Got the boat there and got it going. And then, you know, as a matter of, you know, launching a website, and I used a GoFundMe platform to get the initial funding, in addition to cashing out every savings, retirement, and asset I had on hand. I'm pretty all in on the program here to make this happen. And then, you know, as far as clientele goes and getting people out there, it's been also quite organic. I've resisted the pressure to focus on a single population. A lot of therapeutic recreation programs focus on a certain group, such as cancer survivors or children with autism or veterans or whatever group they choose to serve. And I resist that because I really think that sailing can help anybody. And so I just put it out there to the world and into my network and kind of let it come to me. And so far it's been great. Lots of different groups have contacted me, or I've, you know, done some cold calling to various organizations to say, hey, do you think your group might be interested in some sailing? And so far so good. It really took off last year. We got ended up quite busy and had a lot of folks out on the water from various populations, all kinds of different groups.
So it sounds like the actual if you build it they will come, or put it on the water they'll come. It sounds like that's working.
Yeah, I'll be honest. You know, I just, yeah. You know, it's something from a business class I listened to online. It's like, you know, just put the product out into the world and see who bites. And yeah, that's kind of been my strategy so far.
So your base of operations is Bayview, Lake Pend'Oreille. Are there other ports that you sail out of?
Yeah. So most recently, I just got a boat slip here at the Windbag Marina in Sandpoint. And so we'll be running our veteran sailing program out of Sandpoint this summer. We'll be participating in the Sandpoint Sailing Association racing program up here. And that's a free program for veterans. So the vets come up and we train and we race sailboats and get out there and do the thing. So that's happening here in Sandpoint. And then I collaborate with a group called Coeur d'Alene Youth Sailing that runs a program down on the North Idaho College beach, in a space I know well from a lot of years of work off the sand there. And so I collaborate with that group to run a youth sailing camp every summer that happens down on Coeur d'Alene in late June, early July. So mostly on Pend'Oreille. Bayview is still the center of the program, but a little bit up here in Sandpoint and a little bit down on Coeur d'Alene as well.
So you've mentioned that you have a broad base of clientels, and there's some specific programs for veterans and for the youth sailing camp. Tell us about other opportunities. Are there other special programs, or is there more of an open sign up?
Yeah, so I do three different things, really. I run what I call a Discover Sailing program, which is just come out and give it a go and experience sailing. I also do an instructional style program. So if the group would like to be more engaged, this tends to be definitely with my youth groups and things, the kids need to be engaged. They don't want to just sit and ride on the boat. And so we do that. And then I also do the competition level, which is, like I mentioned, with the veterans, who that population responds really well to competition and task and purpose and so on. And so those are kind of the three different models. And then every group ends up being a lot of times a few elements of each, to be honest. I kind of have to cater it to whichever population. So for example, I collaborate with a program in Coeur d'Alene called Special Needs Recreation. So they serve families in the Coeur d'Alene area who have family members with developmental disabilities of some time. So I've had folks with autism, Down syndrome, and various other developmental disabilities come out on the boat, and every day is different with that group. I've also worked with there's a women's shelter in Spokane that's run by a program called HRC Ministries, and for ladies who've been victims of sex trafficking. And with that group, it's more just come out and relax, come out and enjoy the lake and the water and do it. And so it, yeah, it's been fun. I've been able to kind of, you know, use those three types of programs to get us started and then just collaborate with the professionals that work with whichever population or the individual who calls me out of the blue and says, I think this would help me, or I think it, you know, my sister lost a family member to suicide, and I think, you know, she could use some time out on the water, or, well, you know, whatever it is that the people are dealing with, which as you and I are aware, everyone's dealing with something, right? We just figure it out. I just know that in general, a sailboat ride out on the lake tends to have a positive effect on people. And no matter where they're at or what they're dealing with, it it has a very consistently soothing outcome.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine being out on the lake and not having some improvement in attitude and adjustment of thinking and just relaxing. It seems natural. Tell us about Absolutely. The name Dog Smile. Where does that come from? And are there dogs on board or part of the program?
No, there are no dogs on board, unless you bring your own. Dog Smile is something that's been with me since I was a kid. And it really is just the expression. It's just the dog smile itself. We've all seen that dog that comes up to you showing all its teeth and shaking and wagging its tail. And I grew up with a dog named Pepper that would do that. And when I was a little boy, I always thought that dog was going to bite me. And I remember very vividly the day my dad said, you know, she's just really happy to see you. And ever since I started making the face, you know, there's lots of pictures of me over the years showing all my teeth and kind of wagging my tail. And that's just how I want people to feel, you know? And so the dog smile is really just about that expression of, I'm so happy I can't contain it. You know, I'm just making this ridiculous face, and I don't care what anybody thinks. I just feel that good. So that's what the name's all about.
I think everyone can imagine a dog smiling and immediately connect with that feeling. Tell us about your crew. It must take a lot of folks to, if not actually be on the boat, help out at the back end. What kind of support do you have?
Yeah, well, I have a small group of hardworking folks. I'll tell you what, there's three of us right now total. So I have two board members and myself, and that's the whole show right now. I have had some help from some volunteers with the youth camp program, and I've got some folks that are going to help me with the veteran program this season. But for the most part, it's a one-man show, to be honest, Phil. My board members, I try not to overburden them. I really just try to keep them at the idea and fundraising and administration, you know, higher level. And so I do most of it. I do all the booking, all the accounting, all the, communication with folks. And then I run all the trips right now. So I'm out on the water quite a bit. So it's a labor of love for sure. It's a lot of work right now, but it's also kind of the only really the way I can do it. We haven't gotten to a place where I can employ anyone yet. And volunteers are great when, as you're aware, when I can give them something meaningful to do. And right now, it's hard to ask someone to volunteer to sail a boat full of folks around. That's a lot to ask. And so, but it's coming together. I'm able to utilize more and more people, I think, as I figure out the program. But right now, it's mostly me and my board.
Starting up is always a challenge, and it sounds like you've been experiencing that. What are some of the biggest challenges you've had before you, or that you have before you now?
I think the, you know, the biggest challenge, to be honest, which I think is probably will resonate with most people, is just fear of failing, fear of it not working. And when that fear creeps in, whether it's because I'm overwhelmed or I don't know what to do next, or, you know, I'm tired or whatever, when I, when that fear creeps in, I worry if I'm, am I doing the right thing? Is this a complete waste of time? Blah, 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 all that stuff. When it creeps in and I give it space, it can slow me down. And so I spend a lot of time working on that and making sure I'm mindful of that fear and recognizing it for what it is, which is just thoughts. It's not real. And I think that's the biggest challenge so far. And moving forward, the challenge that I see is scale, to be honest. The outpouring of support for this program, Phil, has been absolutely overwhelmingly positive, just amazing, which is the best problem to have, but it's still a problem. It's still a challenge, you know? And so I'm trying to figure out how to grow this in a fiscally responsible way, right? I'm taking donations from people and I want to make sure that I utilize them towards the mission. So I'm trying to figure out how I can add programs and perhaps expand in order to offer more sailing to more people. But right now it's a tricky thing, you know, and I'm not quite ready for employees, that's for sure. And like I mentioned, but trying to figure out how to grow this thing in a responsible way is really what's on my mind these days. Still with a healthy dose of fear that's also there.
Well, it sounds like you might benefit from a day out on the lake sailing.
Right? Yeah. Funny how that works. I'll tell you, it's very self-serving. I'll be the first to admit it. I love to be out there, you know, and I spend most of my time, I get a lot of my joy sympathetically through the people that are on the boat. You know, they're looking at the wind and the scenery and I'm looking at them most of the time. And it just makes me feel good. I mean, I know you've done a lot of this type of work, you know, and it comes down to compassion. You know, I don't think that there's anything else that describes this as well as just the joy I get out of making somebody feel better. I've never done anything that feels that good. And that's the driver. And so every time I get to go take somebody out sailing, I feel better too. And that's the beauty of it. And that's what drives me to try to make this happen.
Well, that's ultimately what will make it rewarding and therefore fulfilling for you, as well as the folks who come out and experience it and ensure its longevity. Tell us a little bit about how listeners can find out more. Is there a website or Facebook page or phone number?
Yeah, absolutely. More information is the website. There's a ton of detail there and contact us and so on available. We're also on social media and Facebook and Instagram at Dog Smile Adventures. And be sure to check out our YouTube channel. We've got some really cool video of some testimonials from folks that were out on the boats last season, some just awesome action and sailing and a little more in-depth about the story and the mission and all that good stuff. So the YouTube channel is pretty cool. Again, it's just Dog Smile Adventures. The phone number and email and everything is on the website. And I'm happy to talk to people, whoever wants to reach out.
Well, John, this has been very informative. Anything else that you can think of you'd like to share?
This has been great, Phil. I really appreciate it. I will mention that we are participating in the Idaho Gives event coming up in 2 weeks in May here, May 2nd through the 5th, which, as you're aware, is a big statewide program to raise awareness for Idaho's nonprofits. So you'll be able to see us there. We'll be putting out some content and participating in that event. And I guess the last thing I would say to anyone listening is please reach out to me. You know, if you think that a day on the water might do you some good, or you know someone that is hurting that could really use some time outside, or you work with a group that you think would benefit from sailing, or you just want to try it. Maybe you've always thought about going sailing and never done it and seen the boats out there. For whatever reason, you're attracted to the thought of going out on a sailboat, please reach out to me and I'll figure out how to get you out there.
Well, that's a wonderful offer, and I'm sure your phone will be ringing soon. As with anyone, anyone who spends a lot of time on the water, we always like to ask a simple question. Padre paddler, fact or fiction?
Oh, fact, 100%. You know, the draw of large bodies of water is the mystery, right? Who knows what's down there? And I like to believe that there are things beneath the surface of the water that I cannot even comprehend. And so I hope he's down there, and I hope he's keeping an eye on me every day.
John Tutton from Dog Smile Adventure, thank you for joining us today. It's a wonderful kickoff into spring, letting everyone know about the opportunities that your organization presents for therapeutic sailing. Thank you for joining us, John.
Thank you for the time, Phil. I really appreciate it.